Almost 1 year after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico's infrastructure, Puerto Rican students are heading back to school. In April, the Puerto Rican government announced the shutdown of hundreds of public schools across the island because of what they said were economic concerns and a drop in enrollment. But there's one school that will open on Monday for the first time. The Puerto Rico chapter of the Boys and Girls Club will begin operating the island's first charter school. The Vimenti School in San Juan will open its doors to 58 students, kindergarten through fifth grade. There are nearly 7,000 charter schools on the U.S. mainland. So how is it that Puerto Rico is just now getting its very first one? Well, in March, Governor Ricardo Rosselló signed a controversial law paving the way for charter schools to operate. Here's Governor Rosselló on our show back in February talking about his plans for education reform.
We're adding charter schools to Puerto Rico so that we can, you know, attack a lot of those schools that haven't done so well and give those children the opportunity to progress.
But the move has faced fierce pushback from academics and the teachers' union, who see the move towards privatization as a dangerous one. When they lost their fight in court, they took it to the streets. Kayla Lopez Alicea is a reporter for Nuevo Día in San Juan, and she's been covering education on the island for nearly a decade. Kayla, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Tanzina.
So let's talk a little bit about what the mounting problems were with the schools on the island before Hurricane Maria, because we knew that there was already a bit of a fragile infrastructure there, right?
Yes. Well, you know, we had low performing schools. Students weren't really reaching their goals. We had bad infrastructure. A lot of our schools are very old and they didn't get the maintenance they needed. Plus, there were also issues with teachers, the contracts. So it was a bad panorama before the hurricane hit us.
And so even before Hurricane Maria, Governor Rosselló had been talking about bringing charter schools to the island. What was the reaction then?
The reaction was mixed. This is something that has been talked about for a long time. Charter schools, we've been hearing about them for years. So people weren't really sure what that meant. There was a lot of pushback from the teachers' organizations and the teachers' union because they fear that this will create a hostile environment or weaken the education system. But he ran on a platform that included charter schools and voucher programs, and the people voted for him. So when they started talking about a school reform, it was maybe 50-50, people against it and people for it. Basically because the schools are so low performing that most of the people believe that something just had to be done.
So I want to talk a little bit about the broader issues here on the island. I mean, we're seeing a lot of this issue of disaster capitalism, right? Where, and we've seen this in Puerto Rico with the criminal justice system, the power grid, you know, basically companies coming in and taking advantage of privatizing what were once public assets. And it seems like the public school system could be the next public good, if you will, to be a part of this. Is that what you're seeing?
That is one of the fears that the teachers' organizations are stating, that this could open the door for companies that have no scruples to come in and damage the public school system.
And we ended up reaching out to the Secretary of Education for Puerto Rico, Julia Kelleher, and asked her, you know, how she would respond to those who are concerned about the privatization of the island school. So we're going to play you a clip from her.
This is the first time that Puerto Rico has had the degree of visibility it has into how the department's budget is allocated and utilized. I think that through transparency, sharing our data and information, clarifying how we made our decisions, we'll be able to alleviate any of those fears and have people fully understand, you know, how we made the decisions that we made.
Your reaction to her comments, Kayla?
Well, that is one of the arguments the government is using right now a lot. Through the education reform they passed last March, they have created new databases and new systems of information that would supposedly give out more information, show the public how the public school system actually works, because right now we're not very clear where the money goes. So if the school system, the Department of Education, excuse me, can prove that the money is being properly used through charter schools, it would alleviate a lot of the critics' fears about how these schools are going to be working.
And I mean, you've been covering education for a very long time on the island. Is this just the beginning, this first school, just the beginning of more charter schools to come from your experience?
Yes, it is. The law actually states that there will be like a cap. Only 10% of the Puerto Rican schools can become charters. So right now that would be a maximum of around 80 schools. But, you know, laws can be amended. There are more proposals on the pipeline the Department of Education is evaluating. And they will probably open the process up maybe in September, October for new entities to come and, you know, try to convince the government that they can run a charter school. So we can expect a lot more of these kinds of school centers to open throughout Puerto Rico.
And charter schools, obviously, even here in New York, get mixed reviews. Some people are 100% for them. Other people feel that they set up their own systems of inequality in certain communities. What's been the reaction from parents that you've been talking to so far?
There was a bit of a backlash throughout the last couple of days. The announcement for the first charter school was made on Sunday. And for the last 4 days, there has been a lot of backlash against Boys and Girls Club. People believe they sold out. But also, there's a lot of hope. And like I said, the school system is failing. People are worried about their kids' education, particularly people in high poverty areas, which is the zone where this charter school will be operating. They will be operating out of a public housing project. So there's a lot of hope in part of the population that this is something that can help turn around our public school system.
And going just beyond this charter school, we've mentioned that the government of Puerto Rico has closed hundreds of schools across the island. And we spoke to a mother in Dorado, Puerto Rico. Her name is Vanessa Santana Gonzalez, who says that her kids' elementary school wasn't on the official list of closures, but in late July, they got word that it wasn't going to open. And the Department of Education actually assigned her kids to a different school far away from where they live.
Every day you hear them say, I want to go to my school. And you tell them, you can't go to that school because it's closed. You have to go to this school. What they are doing is an imposition. It is what it is. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
Your reaction to that, Kayla?
Yeah, that has been the biggest issue this school year. Throughout the summer, the Department of Education closed over 200 schools. The number kept changing throughout the last couple of months, but I believe that at the end, the schools that were closed were 256, which is huge, taking into consideration that only 854 maybe stayed open. We had over 1,000 schools last year, and there's been a lot of confusion because of all the school closures. Right now, classes started last Monday, yet a lot of teachers were not assigned to any schools. So there's been a lot of confusion this school year about where the students should go, where the teachers should go, how the schools are going to operate. Parents have been saying that schools are overcrowded. Teachers keep saying that the facilities aren't good enough. So the Department of Education has been, you know, asking people to have patience, that this is part of a bigger plan to transform the school system because there are not enough resources and the student population has been dwindling for the past couple of days.
Can you give us a sense of what that student population looks like? Because I feel like we hear a lot about people have left the island, but now school is starting up. Are people returning? What's the population look like for kids in schools right now?
Well, since last August, according to the data from the Department of Education, over 40,000 students have left the public school system, which is a lot of kids. Over 22,000 students left after Hurricane Maria, probably during the months of November and December. They have been saying that maybe 8,000 students returned during the summer. But that's still a low number compared to the amount of kids that left.
And let's also talk about Betsy DeVos. She visited the island recently. Tell us a little bit about her visit and what it portends for the Puerto Rican education system.
Well, the press had little access to the federal secretary. When she came, they did visit a couple of schools. She has been supporting the school reform project that Governor Rosselló and Secretary Kelleher have been pursuing. As soon as the law was passed, I remember that she tweeted a message of congratulations, because what we're doing right now is Puerto Rico is following the federal guidelines, you know, the federal agenda to increase the number of charter schools, to increase the school choice options that parents have, to increase voucher programs. So basically, they're following Trump administration guidelines when it comes to education.
Kayla Lopez Alicea covers education for El Nuevo Día in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thanks for joining us, Kayla.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.